Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for The Journey Home. Hear real-life testimonies of many who are drawn to the Catholic faith. Pastors, preachers, the unchurched, fallen away Catholics, and Christians from various denominations give testimony to their journey home. That's Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on WCNO. Tune in and be inspired. A portion of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten locally by Larry McLean Painting Incorporated, serving the Treasure Coast since 1976 in commercial and residential painting services, pressure cleaning, shake roof renewal, tile roof painting, deck ceiling or refinishing, and complete interior or exterior painting. Licensed and insured, Larry McLean Painting is available at 772-223-9000. That's 772-223-9000.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
If you hear His voice today, harden not your heart. Don't harden your heart today. Why? Because God is always operating in the divine today. He's a now God. He lives in the eternal now. Amen. I told you last week that many of you are going to enter into your yes season. Somebody say yes. Yes. Touch somebody and say yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. God is saying yes. He's saying yes to you. It's your yes season. So as we begin to move into our yes season this morning, how many of you understand that the promises of God are yes, and in Christ, amen. The promises of God are yes, and in Christ, amen. How many of you know that He says yes, we say amen. That's faith. When He says yes, you say amen. You're agreeing in faith that what He's appropriated by faith, what He's appropriated by grace, we grab by faith. Faith has to respond to grace's invitation. The promises of God are yes. Amen. Okay, about four of you. That's good. We'll go with that. How many know He specializes in choosing the most unlikely, the most overlooked, the most misunderstood, the weak, the unassuming? I mean, a lot of times that God propels these kind of people into positions that they got substandard equipment. They ain't got no business being where they are according to the world standard. But God likes to use people like that. He likes to use things like that. Amen? He seems to specialize with a man that has a rod. He seems to work with a kid that has a sling. He seems to work with a little schoolboy's lunch. Oh, man, my God is a big God. Amen? How many know it's true with God, big things and great things often come in little packages. He's not limited by you. He just wants to see you increase in your life so you can be. He can use you more with His power. So you're the vessel. You're the housing of His power. Amen? And how many understand that's important for every person here this morning, particularly for those of us that are in a leadership capacity this morning, to understand that we really do house the Spirit of God. Listen, we really do house the Spirit of God. If you don't get anything else from this message this morning, you need to get the revelation that the Spirit of God, that God Almighty, lives and exists on the inside of you. And if you understand that today, if you get that today, that will supernaturally change your walk with God. It'll change your perspective with God. You know, somebody asked Dr. Cho one time, they said, where does God live at? And he said, what's your address? Because wherever your address is, that's where He lives. How many understand that He is God in us? The power station is not out there somewhere. The power station is in here somewhere. And when all of us get together in the anointing with the power station on the inside of us, then all of a sudden God begins to manifest His presence in our midst. Listen, God does not change your world from the outside in. He changes your world from the inside out. And He's been doing that since the very beginning. Write this down if you're taking notes this morning. Until your revelation becomes greater than your environment, you will always live a life of containment. Until your revelation becomes greater than your environment, you will always live a life of containment. You know, I'm afraid in the body of Christ we've been fed a lie a lot of the time, because how many understand the devil has no new scheme? He hasn't developed a new strategy. The devil has no new scheme. And how many of you understand that he's gained no new power? Huh? He's not getting stronger as we go along. He's not getting more powerful as we go along. For some reason, there are people in the body of Christ that believe that the power of the enemy is gaining strength, and that the power of the world is getting stronger than the power of God, and that the longer the earth exists, the stronger the devil gets. Can I just tell you, that is not the truth? That is a lie. It's a deception from the pit of hell, and people in churches across this nation are buying into that. It is not true. Amen. How many of you know it, that in Isaiah 14 says that when God rolls back the curtain and lets us see who the enemy really was, the whole world's going to stand back and go, huh? That's him. That little thing right there. He's the one that kept me in fear at night. That little thing right there is what tormented me. That little thing right there is what messed up my marriage. That little thing right there is what got my kids hooked on drugs. That little thing right there. How many of you understand this morning that he's really just a mouse with a microphone? Hmm? And so what he does is he feeds us a bunch of bull. You know you're in truth, church, when the pastor says that. You say, well, pastor, you act like there's no devil. No. He's a devil, all right. But listen, he's not God's enemy. He's your enemy. Some of y'all missed that. I said he's not God's enemy. He's your enemy. Peter wrote down in the Bible, he said, the devil, your adversary. He's your adversary. He's no longer God's enemy. God settled that in a split second. But faster than you can blink, God settled that. When he began to come against God and come against heaven and come against God's authority, God's kingdom, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall from heaven like a bolt of lightning. Shoom! He was gone. As soon as it entered into his mind, shoom! He was gone out of heaven and fell to earth like a lightning bolt. There was no major struggle between heaven and hell. It was like this. Boom! You rebel against me, you're out. That quick. Faster than you can blink an eye. Why? Because the created is subject to the creator. Don't you dare try to put the devil on the same playing field with God. He don't even measure up. And the God in you is bigger than him. Huh? You and I need to understand something this morning. If we're going to change our lives and change our family and change our city and change our world, we must deal with this thing that's been going on with the body of Christ, where we got a great big devil and we got a little tiny God in our hip pocket. I've had it. It's not true. God's bigger than. God's greater than. God's more powerful than. He's my God. Come on, somebody. We need to recognize that God, I'm about to run in this place. We need to recognize that my God is greater. Greater is he that's in me than he that anybody that's in the world. He's a great God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when you get a revelation that God that dwells on the inside of you, when you get that revelation and that revelation becomes real to you, that truth becomes solid in your life and alive to you, it will revolutionize the life that you live. You will not be intimidated. You will not be rejected. You will not be insecure. Do you know how big God is? I mean, do you really understand how big God? Can I just tell you how big God is? Job said, when he gets up in the morning, he just stretches out his arms and engulfs the whole universe. Come on, he's a big God, amen? Somebody say he's a big God, please. Isaiah says he holds the earth in the palm of his hand. Do you know what that means? Hello? He's a big God. Do you know that light travels at 186,000 miles per second? Did you know that? That means 680 million miles per hour. Are you with me? I mean, a light travels fast. Huh? Do you understand that some of the stars you're going to see tonight actually burned out of the heavens before this country ever became a country? You realize that? Because we're just now seeing it, because it took 200 years to get to us. They're so far away that traveling at 680 million miles per hour, the light just got here today, even though they burned out 200 years ago. Our best telescopes, the Hubble telescope, can look into the universe and they can only see approximately 200 light years away. That's what we look at when we see the Hubble. That means that light traveling at that 680 million miles per hour can travel for 200 years before it ever reaches your eyes. And that's all we can see. And they believe they're only seeing a glimpse of the whole universe. And he just stretches out. It's all his. Oh, Jesus. That'll make you shout this morning. Hallelujah. Because if you recognize that the God that you and I serve, that the God that you and I love, says he gets up in the morning and engulfs the whole universe in his hands. Ooh. And he just says, you know what? I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to make the earth my footstool and prop my feet up on the earth. And I hold the whole earth in the palm of my hand. When you begin to recognize that great big God of the universe that created everything dwells on the inside of you. Boy, we really ain't got no excuse for living in the mess we live in, do we? Come on now. How many know if he's that big, your Toyota payment ain't a big deal? If he's that big, the mortgage on this property ain't that big of a deal. Don't tell me God is hung up on finances when he paves his streets with gold. And we ought not be hung up on it either. God ain't got no problem with money if he's paving streets with gold. How many know heaven is a big place? We're not talking about a couple alleys and a couple two-lane roads. I'm talking about miles and miles and miles of freeway that stretch across his universe, paved with gold. Listen, he's so big that Hebrews says that I looked for somebody else that I could swear by to make a covenant to save everybody on earth, and I couldn't find anybody greater than I was. So you know what I did? I swore by myself. And I made a covenant with myself, and I swore by my own name, and I brought salvation to the world all by myself. He said, when nobody else could save you, I saved you. When nobody else could deliver you, I delivered you. When nobody else could set you free, I set you free. When there was nobody else could get you to the place where you had to go, I brought you out of darkness and put you in the light. Nobody could do that for you but me, said the Lord. He's a good God, amen? And he's liberated us with his own power. His power, amen? So if he's that powerful and he's that mighty, how many of you know your future has to be filled with some mighty good things? Amen. You know, it's amazing to me that God chose to identify with us. This mighty God chose to identify with us weak vessels who have our issues. God knew you was messed up when he called you. Stop saying, I'm too messed up for God to use me. Stop saying it. He already knew you were messed up. He already knew you were a loser. That's why he went to the cross. Come on now. And he says, I have chosen to operate my power through substandard equipment, through flawed equipment. No, you ain't heard me. See, some of y'all need to recognize this morning, this whole thing was not your idea.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Is there like you? And Gertrude Walker, Supervisor of Elections for St. Lucie County, with a reminder that Tuesday is Election Day. The general election is open to all registered voters. The polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. throughout St. Lucie County. For more information, call 462-1500 or visit slcelections.com. Get out and vote, St. Lucie County. It's your vote, your voice, your choice. Democracy doesn't work without you.
Where you stand, go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see, 'cause I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me down. Yes, I'll rise. Go ahead, mark my name. My love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I will be free.
Will win the fight if you just hold on, it will be alright. God already knows. He knows exactly what to do. If you just hold on. Saints, sometimes it seems like all hope is gone. Just remember, God has promised He won't leave you alone. Although it may seem hard, but stand on God's word, for the battle is not yours, it belongs to the Lord. Just hold on.
Just hold on.
I guarantee you, church, God will win. You keep your hand in God's hand and just hold on. Not one thing, but everything will be alright. God already knows. Yes, He does. He knows exactly what to do. Just hold on. Even when you feel you're all alone, when friends that started out with you, they've left you behind and they all have gone on. But I want to encourage you by saying, the race isn't given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those who hold up, to those who hold out, and to those who hold on. Nightingales tell them, just hold on. See, God never promised that there wouldn't be storms in our life. He never promised that the wind wouldn't blow. He never promised that the lightning wouldn't flash, but He did promise that I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you, and I will be with you even until the end of the world. God already knows.
Did you hear?
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.
Welcome to Family Matters.